Minji. My name is Natalie.
And I'm Christy, her mom.
I'm sorry for the ASMR. It's our great...
I'm not. We're having a music dance experience for our mouth.
Because we are going to be covering Severance Season 1, Episode 7, Defiant Jazz.
Yeah. We have our usual disclaimers, which include that there will be cursing, certainly. There will be spoilers for this show, especially this episode. This is one of my favorites, honestly. And we are having something super fun to drink. Natalie, this is your idea. What are we having? What do we call this?
Well, we're calling it 4th of July.
We are.
Rocks
and Prosecco.
Yeah. There are two different ones. What's in yours?
And mine is red pop rocks, some cranberry juice. And,
edible glitter.
Oh, edible glitter. and Prosecco. Mine's the one making so much noise.
Yeah, hers exploded. I think her pop rocks are fresher than mine. Mine has blue pop rocks, obviously. And blue curacao, edible glitter, and also Prosecco. And we have not tried them yet.
Oh, also happy birth, 250th birthday, America.
Yes, this is so appropriate. I love it. I love it. So we have not tried them yet. I'm very curious.
Yeah, I found this sucker on Instagram.
You go, Instagram.
I'm so scared that it's just going to just completely rattle my tongue.
Oh, this is interesting. Mine's almost floral. It's kind of weird. The combination of blue raspberry pop rocks and orange blue curacao.
I like this. It's
fascinating.
It kind of tastes like a, what do we usually have? We have poinsettia.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yours is more traditional. It's almost a tiny bit, very, very tiny bit, like a crunch berry.
Yours kind of tastes like, like tropical punch, Hawaiian punch or something like
maybe
that.
A little bit, yeah. Yours is a lot more like crunch berry kind of thing. I do like both, but it's super fun. We also have green ones. We'll have to use the green ones at some point. Find something to make it. Things to look forward to.
Yeah, green tuned. Apple something or other.
Stay tuned, people.
We'll find a way.
And we will find a way. This is so fun. I'm sorry. And I do enjoy the whole pop rock experience. Part of it is definitely musical, defiant, jazzy, all that stuff. And you will see why I find this episode so super entertaining. Mm-hmm. So this episode starts out with Mark. Mark's met this woman and she's like, come with me, and he's trying to figure out who she is, and she takes him to the secret lab. Which is actually kind of grungy and gross, and so he follows
her. Well, it's an abandoned lab, so yes, of course.
So he follows her down to this secret lab, and when he gets down there, she's telling him like that she is the person who put the chip in his head, that she clearly thinks that this has been a mistake, this whole severance thing. And that, you know, yes, she's a doctor, she can reintegrate. And if Petey had followed her directions, he wouldn't have died. But also, he starts arguing, what if I don't want to be reintegrated? Why, you know, what if I'm thinking I'm fine? She's like, yeah, but your innie is not. And she I like the way she phrases this. She's like, I hate that term innie. It is infantilizing. Like, you know, this is a human being that doesn't have any choice in, you know, or agency in their own lives. It's all directed by you. You know, how do you know what your innie wants or doesn't? You don't. So you need to be reintegrated, essentially, is what she's saying. And she's saying this to him, and at that point, like, because of where he is standing and where she is standing, he can be seen by the person who comes down the hallway, which is security guy. So Doug, whatever, security guy shows up and he's like, you talking to yourself, Mark? Oh, I'm a friend of yours from work. And he's like, I'm not sure if I know who. And he's very disoriented. He's not sure if he should trust this guy or not. And the doctor comes up behind Doug and whacks him in the head with the baseball bat multiple times.
Mm-hmm.
Then she's trying to get Mark to assist in hiding the body.
Yep. And he's freaking the fuck out. And she's like, don't throw up here. That's DNA. And you know what? That's true.
Well, it is and it isn't. So just I happen to know from my previous work life that things that come out of your body, it probably would because it's got saliva in it.
Yeah.
But
I thought
things
that
that come
was pretty
out
cool.
the other end, you don't really get epithelial cells and stuff that comes out the other end. So there you
Fair
go.
enough. And either
Other
way,
than like semen, which, yeah, definitely.
well, clearly,
Yeah.
but also that has so much DNA.
It's got like tons of DNA.
So she goes all like master mode and is just like, hey, all right, so you're gonna go home. You are going to burn all of, not burn all your clothes, throw away all of your clothes. And you, here's the all access card that the security guard has on him. They probably won't flag it. Put it in your pocket. Go to work. Your innie will know what to do.
Yeah, and he's like, "Well, who's gonna know?" And he's and she's like, "You're anyone."
Yeah,
And
which
he's
I
like,
mean, that's a lot of faith to put in Mark S. But fair
"Yay."
enough. Considering he doesn't find it until like halfway through the day. Yeah. Anyway. So Mark gets home, gets rid of his clothes, and is obviously has forgotten that Alexa is there because they spent the night together. And she's like, "Where the fuck were you for an hour?" And he fumbles and he's just like, "Maybe it was a dream." And she's like, "No, I was up for an hour. What? Where were you?" And he's just like, "I just needed to drive." And it gives off the vibe that he wasn't ready for a relationship after his wife. And
Yeah, it's very convincing, honestly.
I don't
She,
think that's even what he was trying to go for. It was more
oh,
just
I
like
don't either, but
inadvertent.
that is how she starts responding. He's like, "Let's go with that, sure."
Yeah, why
So
not?
he's doing the yes and thing with
Literally, as soon as she came into the room, I was just like, just act like you weren't ready. Act like you weren't ready.
it.
Because literally, that you have the best out, Mark. Like, it's not like you have been together for that long. You literally went on two dates. You had sex. Great. Regardless of how good the sex was, you
Yeah.
can still have the out of it's still new. I'm still figuring myself out. Even if you didn't have a dead wife, you could have made that excuse
Yeah.
of just like, oh yeah, no, I just stepped out for a bit. It's not like she's
Yeah,
gonna
just leave it
threaten,
there.
not threaten, but like accuse you of having an affair with somebody else. It's not like you guys are official or anything. It's more just like, I mean, it's not that that's not a shitty thing to do, but it's unlikely.
Yeah, and he's very he's acting weird enough that she's like, "Do you want me to leave?" And he's like, "I think so, yeah." So she leaves, and the next morning they wake up, there's a bunch of snow. I keep wondering where they're like where this is supposed to
I've
be.
always thought it's upstate New York, but I
See, I think it's like further like Alaska kind of thing. It
think
just seems
honestly
very snowy.
fair. I don't blame you. I feel like there's just
Moving to
not much of a
Alaska.
suburban.
Anything in Alaska? No, you've
Yeah.
just been there. You're right.
Yeah,
So
that's
yeah,
the vibe I'd
and I
get.
honestly think that Alaska would have cooler people. Not that we don't
Rugged
have it.
mountain men.
I was thinking for a second Utah because the Mormons can be a little
Weird.
straight-laced and very
I've always felt Northeast.
yeah, it does feel like a Maine sort of, it seems very buttoned up,
You know
very
where this could be?
puritanical.
Vermont. Who fucking cares? It's
Oh no,
Vermont.
Vermont people are, it might be like Maine or New Hampshire or even Massachusetts, like
It's somewhere up in there. I think Massachusetts is too small. I feel
yeah, as
like,
a state, yeah, it's too
yeah.
small.
No offense, Massachusetts,
There
but
was a time when it was the Massachusetts Bay Colony. So something that would have been that geographical area of the
yes,
Massachusetts
I
Bay
agree.
Colony, all about it. This is Puritan shit, man. That's reality.
Go USA. Anyway,
USA. Hey, and it sure
USA.
was. Massachusetts was at the forefront of our revolution. So yay.
Amen to that,
Go
sister.
them.
Anyway, I don't think it takes place in Boston, but fair enough. Let's see. So Milchick gets in to work and he's testing out the door like a lot.
He
It's
seems to
not.
really want to make sure these guys are going to be sealed in.
Yeah, and it's a key carded door. And only people with higher access, like him, Cobell, and the security guy, have access. And so he greets Dylan at the elevator, and it's just like, oh, that thing, that was a whole thing of overtime, an overtime override. And that doesn't usually happen. It was an emergency. Ignore the fact that you saw your son. I can't tell you anything more, and I won't.
Right, and yeah, let's not talk about that because
You might get
Carvel
more
doesn't
perks.
know.
You might get more
Hey,
finger traps,
yeah,
man.
you so do something special for you, Dylan. Yeah, good man. And it's like you are being super fucking creepy, and I don't like you.
Also, he mentions, I don't know why he mentions this. He
Because
mentions that
he's
Cabell
stupid,
didn't know,
right? He does mention that Cabell
which is
didn't know,
a
which.
crazy thing to admit.
Well, but right, and we find out that he
Never
really,
admit
really
that.
shouldn't have. But
Unless it is a very trusted person, never admit when the manager doesn't know about something,
yeah,
unless it's actually like important that they need to know about.
so Mark's getting ready to go down, and he notices the other card in his pocket. But he is thinking about leaving the locker. He doesn't. So he goes down to the severed floor. And on the severed floor, again, he is also met by Milchick. And Milchick's like, oh, it's a new procedure. I escort everybody to macrodiorite refinery. Refinement,
Their
whatever,
desk.
whatever. They're done. And when they get there, Mark's like, what the fuck is up with this fucking door? We're getting locked in. And Milchick's like, I like to say that you're being secure, kept safe from some kind of stupid ass bullshit corporate shit. So they get locked in.
Also, Miltic, I forgot to mention this. Before everyone comes in, he finds Dylan's card that he asked him about the night before.
Yeah, the thing he got from OND.
And then he also goes to Bert, and we find out then that Bert was sent to the break room.
Yeah.
And Milchick is looking at the work that Bert's doing. Is it's like, you deserve something special.
More to come.
More to come. And boy, is there.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, yeah, everybody is back there. Everyone's really confused. And we're all feeling weird feelings. Cabell shows Devin how to latch, how to get her baby to
Again,
latch.
and she's doing all this bonding and stuff with the sister, and
Devin immediately tells Cabell
everything. She's so
about
dumb.
the senator's wife and how weird it is. And what she says is so interesting that, and it's not like a bad assumption. Well, okay,
No.
it's a horrifying assumption, but it's also not like a
No,
bad leap.
it
In
isn't.
logic, it's hardly a leap at all. It's more of a step. And she says, "Well, if severance can be done in one place, why can't it be done in another? Maybe some of these cabins are severed." Well, she doesn't say it in so many words, but she says, "Well, what if you could sever yourself to have the baby,
Well, it almost sounded
or
like,
make the
well,
baby,
make the baby,
or."
right? So that's what it sounded
If it's
like.
unpleasant, make the baby.
Or like if you are really not getting along with your husband, but I guess he wants to procreate with you for whatever reason. Like,
See,
it's
I
almost
also
like
was.
this weird genetic
It's
Gattaca situation. It's like, yes.
weird. It's also like there's the other consideration of like a Handmaid's Tale kind of thing where
Yeah, I
somebody
thought
else
about that too.
impregnates you and. That's also weird.
Yeah.
What I'm curious, I don't know. It's
It's
just
all
it's a really
creepy.
bizarre thought, but
Yes. Yes.
it
Yes. But the idea of
it's
being
not out of the realm.
severed in a non-corporate environment, so in a social or a personal, like an intimate environment. And that's what the sister suspects, and she's like, that would be scary.
It would be scary,
Yeah, it
Devin.
would. And you're telling somebody who, and the way the supervisor responds to it, she's got these kind of glittery eyes, like, oh, yes, that. Like, she's a little,
Too
like,
excited.
creepy zealoty a
There's
little bit.
also this other moment with Cobell where she talks when in the same conversation where she brings up Mark and she's just like, "How's Mark doing?" with the fact that his wife is dead.
Well,
And
then she's like, "Is why did he get severed?" And of course, the sister just starts blurting all this personal information out. What the fuck is wrong with you?
yeah, it's not much that we haven't heard. It's just
That we get to hear, but you know they have a whole conversation that we don't get to hear.
sure, but and then Cabell's like, "Does he ever see her?" Which is sketchy as fuck. But we'll get to that at the end of this episode. I'm kind of glad that they have the setup and punchline of that in this same episode.
Yeah.
And I had honestly forgotten that the punchline's actually in this episode, but I am glad it is. Because I get to talk about it now. not now, but in a second. Irv, he is, they're all stuck in there, and Irv is trying to come up with literally any reason to go and see Bert because he's really worried about him because they got caught and he's worried that Bert was punished, which we already know that he was punished by
Right.
going to the break room.
Right.
And it clearly was not a pleasant situation.
Yeah, because
But
he's like, oh, is this special thing going to be going to the break room? Because I
because
really
I'd
don't
rather
need to go
not.
out again. Yeah.
But Irv is like, we need labels for the soap dispensers that say soap. And they're just like, no, we don't. And we can't go anywhere. I'm sorry. But Milchick comes in and he is bringing with him a record player and some selections of records. And
Because Helly R has reached 75% of whatever she's supposed to be doing.
her file, 75% of her file is refined, which is a big
Yay.
deal considering the fact that one in five of the files are actually completed. And so, which is a crazy turnover rate, but either way, she gets her choice of an accessory, which is like, little finger symbols or in a maraca. She chooses a maraca, which
Yes.
good choice.
Yes.
And the song selection. And it's not like regular songs, it's literally just like elevator music, but she chooses Defiant Jazz.
This is such a
The
good
names of
choice.
these are great. There was like Body Rock
Yeah,
or.
it's hilarious. It is all of the options are hilarious. I didn't get a chance to write all of them out because we didn't
No.
pause for me to write them down.
No, we
But
should have.
Defiant Jazz is such a good choice.
And you know what this is called? A music dance
A
experience.
5-minute music dance experience.
I fucking love whenever they say the full title of music dance experience. I fall to the ground laughing
Does.
whenever they say music
If
dance experience.
you ever like are on a date with Natalie and want to make her laugh, just change the
Just say
subject by
music
saying
dance experience.
music dance experience. It is the funniest shit
If
ever.
you, if we're ever like, if you're ever my plus one for a wedding and they're having like a dance on the floor and you come up to me and it's just like, do you want a music dance experience? That's your time. That's your time to shine.
It is, for
Anyway,
sure.
that was a very oddly specific.
I'm not really sure what you're going for there.
I don't either, but it doesn't matter anymore. It's a music dance experience.
So,
While they're doing the music dance experience, which is the craziest shit I've ever seen, it's just Milchick. People get pretty
he is
into it.
clearly very funky. He th
Oh,
look,
he's
he
got some moves.
The man actually has dance like training. So and we see this in multiple contexts, but
What's his first name? I know his last name's Tillman. The actor is
can't remember.
fantastic.
He's fantastic. So he starts doing like all kinds of like really funky moves. Like, he's doing whatever it is, like the stork or whatever it is with the head
Chicken.
going, and he gets like doing like all these
He's
waves
trying
with
to get
his
people into it
body,
because someone has to
but
invest
he
in
gets
this.
very close to them, like, oh,
Very.
but he dances with Helly R, and then and part of what makes this so great is he's wearing a turtleneck, so it looks extra 60s, 70s, like
Very funny.
very funny, very groovy.
He dances with everybody, and then Dylan has stayed sitting down this entire time.
Yeah,
He
and
is
he's very
very.
upset. Yeah.
He's upset about the fact that no one, he keeps thinking about his son and that he's never going to be able to see him because that once in a lifetime opportunity, in his lifetime anyway.
Right, and he hears his son saying, "Daddy."
And the lights have been like doing really cool, like party lights and disco lights, but everything goes red because that's what Dylan is seeing. And Dylan goes off on
Milchick with it.
Milchick
Now
but,
what?
and tackles him to the ground, bites him in the neck.
So before that, the way he is perceiving, and of course, this is the way we see it as the audience. Is visually Milchick is very close to Dylan, and he's doing almost these mocking kinds of
Taunting.
moves behind him, taunting, like coming around one side of his head and the other side of his head. And like you can see it reflected in the screen of his monitor, like all of this stuff. And you can see Dylan's facial expression, like he's getting harder and harder and harder, like he's hard having a real problem keeping this in. His face is getting hard. Now, what are you thinking? What is wrong with you?
This is the way you phrased it. I'm sorry.
So he does, he turns around and he tackles him and he starts strangling him, and then he bites him
Yeah,
and
and
draws blood.
well, the good thing for Dylan, at least, is when Milchick threatens to tell Cobell, he's just like, oh, is that everything you're going to tell Cobell? Because
Let's go
obviously,
together.
because again, never, ever let someone have like any blackmail material over you. They're
Yeah.
like, are you kidding? Milchick, you know better.
Well, right. So he's like, let's go to Cobell together. How about we do that, huh? And
Dylan
so,
does.
yeah, so Milchick.
It says the music dance experience is officially canceled.
I
This is maybe 2 minutes into the 5 minute music dance
so we
experience.
were 3 minutes fucked out of music dance experience. It's so sad. But the other members, and the way this is again blocked, and I love this, is that Milchick, when he's saying that it's canceled, is Milchick by himself looking a little, like afraid
Everyone's
almost.
huddled
And
together.
the other four are kind of huddled together around Dylan because, they've been pulling him off, but they're also confused. And so they all like pile into
Storage closet.
the supply closet to talk about, with Dylan, what's up with this? What were you doing? He's like, that man was in
I
my
have a son. He hugged me, and I'm never going to be able to see him again.
house.
And
And
they'll
that's your
never let
son.
me. And then he, and then
Oh, wow, I just had a
Mark.
red pop rock in my hair.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
They did kind of explode when we poured the
They
cranberry
did.
juice. But what? And then Mark tells them, "Hey, by the way, I found this all access card in my pocket. I don't know what that means, but it's
They're like, field trip.
yeah, because now they can get out."
Yep.
And they're starting to make a plan about like, all right, well, there's a security office, and luckily Mark and Petey had found it at one point. And so they're going to go and check out like what this override is and like how they do it, because clearly there was some way for them to do it. So so Dylan's like, I'm going to stay behind. I'll stay here. I'll make any excuses we need to with Milchick because he has the blackmail. And
Right.
so makes sense. So Irv, Helly, and Mark, they leave, and Irv immediately splits off to go see Bert because he's worried about
He's like, sorry, you gotta
sorry, I can't hear you. Bye. And
go.
then Helly and Mark make it to the security room, and
No one is there.
obviously no one is there because
The
what they
security
know,
guy, the
what
one
we
and only security
know,
guy we know about, is dead.
is dead. Cobell is coming up the elevator, sorry, coming down the elevator, and so they were like, oh, we need to get this instruction manual, which has the override in it, and go and leave. And so meanwhile, Cobell gets in and is
Stopped by the girl Natalie.
Natalie and
Natalie
the board. And
is the Borg of the Bur the Oh, you don't know what the Borg are, do you?
what?
Right, you don't. So we, Star Trek Next Generation introduces the Borg, which is a collective. It's funny. They always like talk through things like in their
Well,
ear,
there you go.
like Natalie talks for the board, because she's taking things in through her in-ear face. I should
Cool.
watch that someday.
Maybe.
Anyway. Maybe. Yeah.
Meanwhile, that's a reference that no one will ever get, but except for our listener.
Our listener and a couple of our other friends actually know what we're talking about is the Reduced
Sorry, a
Shakespeare Company.
royal. I
Reduced
wish.
Shakespeare Company, they are the funniest shit in the world.
So funny.
YouTube it is the best thing.
YouTube. Anyway, so Cobell is stopped by Natalie and the board, and they inform her that Doug is dead. And Cobell's just like, well, it must be the same person who reintegrated Petey. And they're like, reintegration is not possible. And then she's just like, no, I have proof, and I want to see the board, and I'm going to tell them myself.
Right. No intermediary. And they agree to that. And they say, we will meet you at the Cure Gala or the Cure Family Gala a week from now. More to come, basically.
Oh, and he's having a melon party.
And it's a melon party for the retirement
Retirement.
of Bert, which I don't think he knew he was being retired.
I wasn't entirely certain.
It's a little weird how it's portrayed from a Bert perspective.
Yeah, Irv is watching this, and he's seeing the goodbye video that his outie made for himself, his innie.
Bert's
Howdy. Yes, and he's watching this in horror, really. And Irv just has, and Milchick obviously spots him. Milchick is there to like officiate the retirement party, and it's a nice speech from his outie, but obviously he doesn't know what he does every day or who he's with, so it's not like personal or anything.
But I know
Meanwhile,
I feel good at the end of every day. And one of the things that he says that I did write this down
did you?
somewhere is, what's the phrase? Good job, buddy. Good job, buddy.
And Irv, after that's shut off, Irv like goes off and he actually curses for once
What he
at
believes
Milchick.
is, he curses at Milchick because he believes that what's going to happen to Bert is he's going to be killed, and of course his Annie is in a sense going to be killed. His because he will be non-existent. The Annie will be non-existent at this point.
And I think what's really hurting him is that like any time that him and Bert have spent together will also be just gone. And so he's very, very upset about that. He's cursing at Milchick, he's defying Kier, and it's all a whole drama. And
And then Milchick is like yelling at him, like, you need to get out of here, like bad things are gonna happen to you. And Irving's like, don't talk to me. You're not even severed. You have memories all the time. You know who you are all the time. You
you
don't
don't get
have
it.
you don't get it. You don't understand what's happening here. And Bert kind of is like trying to keep the peace, as he has done in most conflict situations. So Bert's kind of like, oh, let him stay and be good for everybody. And they play Bert's leaving
Retirement
song,
song.
which is, remember, it's a 70s elevator music kind of song.
And they're all shaking hands, and they meaning and Irv and Bert meaningfully shake hands. Meanwhile, intercut with this. Dylan, Helly, and Mark do some recon, and they have the instruction manual, and they see that the override, there are two switches, but they're front on opposite sides of the walls. So it's more of a two-man job, and someone would also have to stay behind. Not everyone would be able to get out. And Dylan nobly goes, "I've already been out. I've seen out. You guys haven't. I'll stay behind," which is very kind of him.
And he's like, I can reach both sides. I have the strength of
I
two men.
strength of two men.
I love Dylan so
Me
much.
too. I love him
He is
too.
so good.
And so that's great. They have the semblance of a plan. Irv comes back to the office, and I thought this
I
would be
love
a good
this.
closing line, but the way they end this episode is also fantastic. But Irv comes into the office and tells the group, "I want to burn this place to the ground."
And
So
we're
no
all
more
on board with
rose-colored
that.
glasses for Irv.
And we're all on board with that,
We're all
but
on
we have to
board.
like have a little bit more.
Mark goes down a rabbit hole. Mark's outie, sorry, goes down a rabbit hole about his old school and if the murder was found out, because he hasn't seen anything. And that's kind of weird considering there is a full man missing. And so we obviously know, since like the board is aware of the death, that they
The news
obviously
is
have
out
covered up with
somehow,
it.
yeah.
Covered it up. Alexa shows up to get her phone, but he's really, really drunk, and he's like, "Oh God." She's like, "I don't think you're ready for a relationship because of all these vibes, and then you're
He
drunk."
does. He's so stupid. He tears up a picture of his wife. He's like, I'm over her. It's like, you're
"Oh, you want to talk about her now? Okay,
She was
she's
all
great. I loved her, and blah 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 blah." And literally, as she's leaving,
Alexa's
and
like,
don't blame her. Get
no,
out of there, girl.
absolutely.
And Mark, yeah, he tore up the wife's picture, and he's very, very emotional. And Alexa leaves, and then he still is naming things about his wife that he loved, like she was extraordinary and all
She
these
loved
little
other
things.
people's dogs.
He thought cardigans were stupid, which is very funny.
I loved
Just,
all of these things about
yeah,
her.
just random shit. And
Yeah.
he is putting the picture back together with some scotch tape, and we see the picture at the end, and it's of Miss Casey. His wife's not dead,
His wife's dead.
unless Miss Casey has a twin, which
We
no, she
don't
does
know, but
not.
yeah.
That's the end of the episode. But it is a big, big reveal.
Because I couldn't remember if we saw that reveal in
Later.
this episode or a later episode.
Yeah, I thought we saw it in a later episode, but I do think that in passing, it wasn't as meaningful to me to see it in this episode. But on rewatch, yeah, it definitely is. So, what were the best parts of this episode?
The Miss Casey twist. I love that twist.
Yeah, I
That's
forgot to write that
awesome.
down, but
That's
yes.
sick as hell. Like that's so cool. And I say cool. We have seen this guy like talk about his dead wife and be so depressed about it. It just goes to show like it makes so much more sense why Cobell is keeping such a wary eye on him, and why
Has he
she.
seen her?
Yeah, why she's always curious about his love life, why she is always asking weird sh fucking questions about what questions to Mark. It's not the only reason, obviously. There's some other reasons, but
Some of
she,
which are super creepy.
yeah, especially, but her asking the weird question to Devin about, well, does he see her at all? But yeah, no, it crazy, but it also it just makes it even more devious of like, okay, well, what the fuck happened?
Yeah.
And it opens up all these interesting, mysterious doors that we can go into, and
Right,
I
because
like it.
obviously there's this tree, and he's been made to believe that she died in some sort of wreck at this tree. So, like, what the fuck is up with that?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Getting rid of Doug, I think that that's a good thing, I guess. He was not a great guy. Music dance experience. I fucking love it.
All caps all the way. Yes.
Defiant jazz, awesome.
Yes.
That choice is great. Bert Nerve, very cute. I really love that Irv in particular is so protective of Bert. And I really love that he immediately, as soon as he was locked in, he's like, all right, I need to go see Bert. I need to make sure he's okay. I need to make sure.
Something is clearly wrong.
And then him sticking up for Bert is very sweet as well. And Milchick during the music dance experience is very funny.
I failed to put down Milchick specifically. So my biggest thing is all the MDR people. I love every one of these people that are
Oh,
in
and
this department.
Dylan
Yeah.
for sacrificing.
Dylan's fantastic. Well, and all the shit that happens to him, holy shit, this is terrifying. And I think, his reaction to it is great. I love Irving's reaction to, like, they're gonna take this love of my life and fire him or kill him or something. Fuck that. Let's burn it to the ground. Yeah, I'm done. I love, Mark doubting all of the things and trying to figure stuff out. I like, and Helly is to me in this, like, she's clearly super competent. And I like that about her. That's one of the things I really like about her character. And I don't think I've said that in any other episode. It's going to be true going forward as well. I like the fact that she is very straightforward and to the point, like, hey, I want out of here. If you're not going to get me out of here, I'm going to get myself out of here one way or another. And we're going to make this happen. And she's very, so when they get the instructions on how to make this, you flip this switch so that you can see what's going on with your brain when you're out. She's all about it. Like, she's very into that as a concept. So she's like, let's figure it out. Let's do it. So I love everybody in there. Obviously, we are experiencing this through Mark's journey, and I love that too. Music, dance experience to Defiant Jazz is like the best shit ever. It is hilarious. No, I don't want that as a workplace experience. Yes, I think it is the funniest shit ever. I also feel like Milchick's performance with this, it has so many layers to it. It is funny as shit and menacing and all the things that it needs to be in this context. It's really well done. What were your worst parts?
My worst parts, Cobell,
Yeah.
Mark's Audi getting drunk and acting weird.
Yeah. So my worst part's Supervisor Larry. Fuck her. She's fucking terrible. Security guy. Fuck him. He is terrible. Milchick. Fuck him up the ass. He's terrible. Sorry. Whatever.
Yeah, Milchick also deserves to
Milchick's
be.
terrible.
Sorry.
And I
I forgot to
don't, I
mention him.
really, really don't like Mark's sister getting sucked in by the supervisor. I think that she's smarter than that. She should be more skeptical and more thoughtful than that, and she's not, and bothers me. What grade did you give this episode?
This might sound crazy,
Mm.
but an A.
Oh wow. I didn't give it an A.
Maybe an A minus.
I actually gave it a B on
What?
in the moment. I think it's because like that last thing in the end was completely unnecessary.
What do you mean that last thing at the end, Miss
I'm
Casey?
not talking about Miss Casey. I'm talking about like this, oh, him getting drunk. It's kind of, the pacing is off. I didn't give it an A. Maybe A minus.
I might give it an A minus
A
because
minus.
I don't know if it's quite an A, but it's definitely
Yeah,
really, really good.
it is a really good episode. Definitely worth a watch. But it's not a standalone. And I think that again, like when we're getting the A episodes, I always think of those as standalones, but that might just be our A plus level.
I think that's more A plus,
Yeah, fair.
but still.
Fair. All right. We are not done with season one of Severance. I know this is a shock because, you know, it is. But there is more of season one of Severance to come. There's more to be revealed. We are looking forward to actually watching this and then sharing it with you. We hope that you join us. And
Cheers.
cheers.